Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. I've been working with the lymphatic system to help most health problems for 25 years. On a daily basis, I see clients come in with their pain, stress, and debility, and after a few sessions to improve their lymphatic system, they feel better. Often they feel better from the first session. This is the proper use of science. We all have a lymphatic system that's meant to clean our body and brain, and we ignore it. In this episode, I hope to show you how we can help migraines by improving the lymphatic system. When you suffer with migraines, you aren't thinking about your lymphatic system. It's really something that's not on our radar, and we need to start thinking about the system for migraines and every health problem. If you're suffering with migraines, you can gain more control over the pressure and pain you feel by improving your lymphatic system, the body's pressure relief system. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Dr. John Upledge, and many of you may have heard of craniosacral therapy. I learned of visceral manipulation, releasing the organs from Dr. Borel in France, and another French physician, Dr. Bruno Ciccoli. I learned about the lymphatic system. And so I really understand how the body works in the brain, the organs, and because the lymphatic system maintains every system, you know, I've learned to use the lymphatic system to help every system in the body. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain Weight Loss and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, they give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. It's something that we should all know how to do to gain more control over our life. Understanding this missed science of how we're filling with cellular waste because our lymphatic system isn't flowing, I developed body work called Lymphpractic. My work is fully closed, and it gets to the root cause of our health problems, the buildup of cellular waste. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification, and over a few weeks, your life changes. A Lymphpractic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a happy and healthy life. If you've had a migraine, you know the severe throbbing and recurring pain in the head, which can be felt on one side of the head, and some people may have it on both sides. Attacks last between hours or days and are often accompanied by disabling symptoms like auras, visual disturbances, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, extreme sensitivity to light, sound, touch, and smell. Often tingling or numbness in the extremities or face occurs. The pain is generally made worse by any movement or physical activity. There are many triggers to migraines, from a poor diet, mineral deficiencies, medications, alcohol, food additives like MSG, and stress may be the biggest cause. In recent research article on migraines, one of the authors explained that migraines occur as part of a chain reaction during which the veins in the brain contract and the blood cannot therefore supply the brain with sufficient oxygen. In my opinion, the lymphatic system and pH, whether we're acid or imbalanced or alkaline, play a missed role in migraines and whether your blood vessels and tissues will contract. We just heard how in migraines, blood vessels contract. This can be due to an acidic pH constricting blood vessels. You know, if you've ever had a cramp in your calf, that's not just due to nerves, that's due to acidity. And that same thing can happen in any blood vessel or any organ or any part of your body. We should all understand pH, and pH is the percent of hydrogen in a solution. We should be checking our saliva and urine pH, which pH test strips, which can be, you know, gotten in any health food store. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. Below 7 is acidic, 7 is neutral or in balance, and above 7 is alkaline. Your goal is to be between 6.5 and 7.5, and the body should actually be moving between acid and alkaline, depending on what goes on in your life, what you ate, what stress you had. Did you have some alkaline water? Did you have some nutrients like magnesium that are alkaline? So our body should always be changing. But what I found is that many people are stuck in acidity, and this is something that you have control over. So improving lymph flow helps to change pH by improving circulation and the natural detoxification of acidic cellular waste from around our cells. And remember, we're a cellular being. Every part of our body is made up of cells, and they're alive, and they need to have oxygen, nutrition, and they need to get rid of their waste. So the lymphatic system is a secondary system similar to blood vessels, but where blood vessels are a loop of arteries and veins, the lymph system is a one-way river. It starts around your cells and just works its way back up into your neck to where the major lymph vessels enter the subclavian vein to re-enter your blood through your heart and be pushed out into your body again. So it's really a system that must return a lot of waste and immune cells back to your blood so that can be either reabsorbed and removed or reutilized. So your blood is always being pumped into parts of the body and brain. If the veins are contracted and the lymph vessels can't reabsorb some of that fluid, you're going to get a backup of fluid and pressure, and that's a migraine. So to relieve pressure in the body or head, you have to improve circulation through the lymph-brain connection. Then you're probably saying, what is the lymph-brain connection? Well, in 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain because we were always told that, hey, there's no lymphatic vessels in the brain. Now, I've worked with a lymph-brain connection for 25 years because we knew that there were lymph vessels right outside the brain in the meninges. So, but now we know there's a direct lymph-brain connection that we can use to help the brain. And in 2017, researchers found a major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid is through lymphatic vessels. So the lymphatic system plays a large role in reducing pressure by reabsorbing cerebrospinal fluid and cellular waste from the brain. So it's important that we all learn how to maintain this system that cleans our body and brain. Before I tell you what you can do to maintain your lymphatic system to help migraines and help really most health problems, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of LymphPractic. My work is fully closed. It's gentle. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification. Over a few weeks, your life changes. You feel different because we're reducing inflammation. I will also, if you're a person who has anxiety and stress, and research has shown that by reducing zombie senescent cells in the body, that they saw a reduction in anxiety in obese mice. So to me, senescent cells are cellular waste, and it's another, again, waste that needs to be removed from the body. But science is showing if you have anxiety, we need to help remove the cellular waste. But the cellular waste is making us acidic, and it's contributing to migraines and really every health problem that we have. So if you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching. Really understanding this basic system and some basic tips can really make a big difference in how you do if you're trying to overcome an illness or, you know, trying to just have a healthy life. Understanding the lymphatic system will give you an edge. Check out my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help to learn to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. And as I say, this is something that we should all know how to do, and if you have kids, we should be explaining to them about the lymphatic system and how their choices in food and lifestyle can make differences. It's not about being perfect, but it's learning that we have a lymphatic system that we have to maintain. So if you want to have more control over your migraines and pain, you have to take steps to improve lymph flow. A big part to this is balancing your pH. Start thinking about gentle, everyday lymphatic system detoxification. Now, if you're too aggressive starting a detoxification, you can release a lot of waste and you can overwhelm the body and create more of a detox reaction, which is going to make you feel really bad. You'll have a severe migraine, maybe some digestive discomfort and fatigue. We want to avoid that. So you want to start with small steps and begin to clean up your diet. The first step I believe everybody should be taking is make sure you're well hydrated. If you're dehydrated, your lymph can become thick like glue and not flow very well. For a few weeks, limit processed foods, grains, alcohol, tea, soda, red meat, soy protein. You know, it's very hard to get healthy and change your cellular pH and help your lymph system when we're eating the same foods. We really have to understand that diet plays a very important role. And really, we have to know what foods are acid-forming and what foods are alkaline-forming in the body. And it's really simple. Fruits and vegetables are mostly alkaline-forming, and everything else is acid-forming. So if you want to check out an acid-alkaline food chart, there's one on my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. It's on the bottom. There's a PDF. Put that on your refrigerator and, you know, start eating more alkaline foods, and you'll see it's a big difference. It's not about being perfect. It's just understanding basic science to improve your lymphatic system. So we want to eat more of an alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables, alkaline nuts and seeds. And we want to do this for a few days in a row, because when we eat it for two meals and then eat a very acidic meal, we're stopping detoxification. So when we eat a few days of alkaline and eating maybe raw or cooked vegetables and salads and some fruits, then we're allowing our body to give up waste. Because when we're acidic, we constrict and we don't give up waste, right? We learned about that in migraines, the blood vessels constrict, but that happens everywhere in our body. And then waste can build. We want to take products that buffer acid in the body. Magnesium, baking soda has been found to be an inexpensive way to help autoimmune diseases. We want to take a daily green drink that may have a lot of, vegetables and different healthy products in it. Often, when someone is admitted to the hospital for different health problems, especially migraines or pain, they are found to be deficient in magnesium. So several studies suggest that magnesium may reduce the frequency of migraine attacks in people with low levels. So I suggest people take about 400 to 800 milligrams a day, spaced out, numerous times a day. You can even take it with food to avoid stomach upset. Because if you take too much magnesium at one time, it's going to affect your digestion, and not in a good way. So daily exercise helps to move blood through your brain, right? That's the way we help to move acidity out of the body, help to improve detoxification. I've come to love yoga and stretching and see the benefits of it. When we stretch, we actually open up our lymph system and help to improve the reabsorption of fluids into the lymph. Take a sauna or Epsom salt baths. I'm big on Epsom salt baths. I've also joined a club that has a sauna, so I try and do that once or twice a week. When we heat up the body, we're, again, allowing the body to relax and improve detoxification, its ability to let waste out. Good posture. If you sit and slouch a lot and you have headaches or migraines, then you're limiting your lymph flow. So we have to sit a little bit straighter. It really, our lymph system is a plumbing system, and we need to sit straighter. And, again, we sit a lot. So we need to keep our shoulders more relaxed and remember that the lymph system has a lot to do with circulation, and if your shoulders are tight, then you need to relax them by moving them a little bit. Deep breathing. Every time you take a deep breath, especially through your nose, you're going to be pulling fluid through your brain and your head, and that can, again, help to improve detoxification. So deep breathing is important. Many people are shallow breathers. Receiving lymph practical lymph drainage therapy sessions are a powerful but a gentle way to help gain more control over your headaches and migraines. You can also learn how to improve your health with self-lymphatic drainage, learning that in my virtual course. I drain myself every night, and I go to bed with tingling. I feel circulation. In my office, I put clients through 3 or 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions. My goal is to create a tsunami through them, meaning I'm going to create a wave through their body. They'll change their diet for a few days during our sessions, drink a little more water, take a little more magnesium, and we create a wave that's going to help to improve detoxification of waste through the body. Clients feel improved circulation and tingling in their body and brain during a session. To change your health, you have to take some personal responsibility and learn to maintain your lymphatic system. And everyone needs to know how to do this. I mean, everyone, every health problem, if you know my information, is about lymphatic stagnation and the buildup of cellular waste. And science is proving this. In the last few years, most health problems have been linked to cellular waste. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Next week's show will be on how to help COPD. More and more people are having problems with their lungs. by improving lymph flow. This is really about acidity damaging the tissues. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.